Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 138 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek. Can we start over now?
I got one of them. That's all that matters.
Not me. No, it's okay. We'll keep going. I'm Brutal Dave. Hello.
Hello. George motherfucking Tripsis, here to contribute balls.
That's right. Balls everywhere.
Balls and stupid jokes.
So how you guys doing?
I'm all right. Still breathing. Moved back into my house since the whole Harvey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool.
You bring a swim trunks every day?
No, it's not wet there anymore. Ba-dum-bum.
That's what she said.
God, I was waiting for someone to say it.
There you go. That's cool, though. I mean,
is it cool? I'm living in a half of a house, Kerry. Is it cool?
Well, it's better than some people.
It's better than no house. Yeah, you're right.
Better than none of a house.
I should stop being a selfish asshole. You're right.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it, but...
No, that's about it. That's all I've been doing. Played some games. Saw some movies.
No, we'll get into that. I think we've all been working.
Yeah. Especially Dave.
Yeah.
I actually slept yesterday.
What?
Which was amazing. It's a thing I haven't done in like a month.
Not allowed to do that. No, sir.
Especially during this time of the year.
So TRF started this past weekend, which is, Texas Renaissance Festival.
For the uninitiated.
Fair. Is it fair
for those
or festival?
Who don't know.
It's festival, but okay. If you refer to it as Ren Fair, everybody will understand what you're talking about.
Because I always heard it was Ren Fair.
Mm-hmm. I always call it Ren Fest.
That works, too.
The Ren, whatever you want to call it.
Pardon.
So how was the first weekend?
It was fun. So we are out selling artwork, me and my wife, at TRF. We are new this year. So be gentle. If you're heading out there this season, you can find us in the Florence Market, right next to the gazebo stage, and right across from the pizza restaurant. So,
pizza.
Yep, right across from the wood fired pizza restaurant.
That's how you pull them in with pizza.
Totally Ren.
Check out this brutal art.
Some of
pizza's,
it is. Yeah,
pizza is definitely Renaissance.
Do you have
style.
Any pizza themed art?
Not yet.
You should.
I probably will end up with some.
I know somebody who would buy all that shit from you.
I saw him. He was there this weekend.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not have like a season pass where he's like there almost every
time? He said he's not this time. Not for this one. But
I will be out. I will be out there end of the month, like Halloween weekend,
for a
friend's wedding. Yeah, and then
that you're not in.
Not in, I was so invited to it.
You don't get to dress like a barbarian or anything.
If I wanted to, I guess I could.
You could. You fit right in.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, I get. Well, so I don't have any long hair anymore.
And post it on. It doesn't matter. You don't need long hair to be barbarian.
I lost all my power.
Have you not seen the show Vikings? Half of those dudes are bald.
Well, in the new Thor movie, too. That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I was trying to preemptively be Thor.
is that what the plan?
Yep.
It's not working.
I was trying to hit it before the movie came out, you know?
Gotcha.
Not working?
Nope.
Damn. My work friend's not Hulk.
What?
My work which friend
of
is
your,
not the Hulk.
Which of your work friends is the Hulk?
Yeah, which one of your work friends are you going to just discriminate and call them Hulk?
I'm not making any comments about that. Because you know some of them. Yeah, we're not going there. So you seen any movies recently? I've been trying to go out to the movies for the past 2 weeks, but I've been busy doing stuff.
There is no try. Only do.
Well,
or do not,
or do not, I yeah, did, or just don't do it.
Yeah, I did I not.
Yeah, you just gave.
I was on. Yeah, pretty much. But I will tell you, I am going this weekend to see Blade Runner 2049.
Is it coming out this weekend?
Comes out this weekend.
Fuck.
I really hope it's good. I really want it to
all
be good.
I
hear that
all
it's
the pre
good,
reviews
but it's a little
been,
pretentious.
I don't care. It's okay.
I hear it's good, but pretentious.
It's
That's
okay.
all I hear.
The early reviews have been nothing but great.
Yeah, people said that about it too. So.
I haven't seen it.
Not yet.
I thought you were going to.
I was going to, but things changed.
Did you see it finally?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about
it. No, we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
I thought it was
Thought it was okay.
Mostly a win. Yeah. I had problems with the second act mostly. I think the second act suffered a lot. So.
Yeah.
I still need to see it. I will. I also want to see Kingsman.
Might as well just wait till it comes out on video at this point.
Yeah, there'll be like 20 minutes extra now, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear, yeah.
What about Kingsman? You saw that?
Yeah, I saw that recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Didn't think I was going to like it.
Better than the first one or not?
No, no. I think it's just as good as the first one.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's better. I wouldn't say it's worse either.
It's different?
It's more of the same.
Okay.
It's what it is.
That's good, though.
Yeah, more of the same with a less plot and a lot more action and butt jokes.
Butt jokes always make it good.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of butt jokes in the first one. It's cool. It's fun. I
plan to see it because I just bought the first one on Blu-ray. So
I like that main actor, guy who plays Eggy.
What's his name? Edgar.
Egerton or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember something his British. Name. But I like, he's a good actor, I think. I think he's good for the role, and I hope he has a good long series ahead of him with this. And I like to see him in other
Who's the
things.
Bad guy in the movie? Who plays the bad guy?
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Oh, okay.
There's like one outright bad guy, and then there's like always a surprise twist, like the last one.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you.
I know. Was it Colin? What's the guy's name?
Colin Firth.
Yeah, I know he comes back.
Yeah. Well, they spoiled that in the previews.
Yeah.
Plus, it was spoiled in the comics. So
I didn't read the comics.
Yeah, there was a comic book.
Was there?
Barely. Like, it came out like maybe a month before the movie did.
Okay.
Like, they're making movies faster than he can write the comic.
Is it an adaptation or is it a new movie? Or a new, like, storyline?
It's an adaptation from the comics. Oh. Like, I don't think the two correlate anymore. I think the first few issues did, and then, like, the movie was becoming made faster than the comic was, I think. Something like that. Kind of similar to what happened with Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Like, it started out the same, and then it just kind of deviated. Which is also directed by Matthew Vaughn.
That's right.
You know what they need to do? They need to give Matthew Vaughn a Star Wars movie.
Psh.
Shit.
Yeah. Shit. We never talked about how dangerous it is to be a Star Wars director.
Yeah.
I mean, dangerous. Well, it's not that dangerous.
You lose your job.
Oh, you could, yeah. And then they'll just give it to fucking Opie.
Ron Howard.
Opie. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Fucking boring ass Opie is what he's always just a gun for hire. He does basically what they want.
Yeah,
well,
that's what they're looking for, though.
Yeah,
I think
that is what they're looking for. I don't remember her name. Who's running Lucasfilm?
Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yeah.
Kennedy. She seems like she has a vision and knows what she wants, and I think she's doing a good job.
Yeah,
she seems to have a really good grasp of the property and knows what she wants. So you better play along.
I think. The people they hired. So Lord Miller.
Is this going to be the topic? Is this the topic? Star Wars?
We could.
Are we doing a Star Wars topic?
But we're not the topic yet. We're just in.
I thought we were segueing into the topic. Sorry.
Do you want to?
We could. We already did our intros.
It's topic time.
Topic time.
Let's get topical
about
this topic.
Hit the topic button. Burn.
Let's just talk about Star Wars for the whole time, huh?
I can do that.
But I do want to say that. Before we get into that, then, I do want to talk about the game we played earlier.
We can talk about the gaming section, right? Don't we have a gaming portion?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
Sure.
We talk about what we were playing
in the
first part of the show. I caught up on Ballers, though, because we had HBO.
Oh, I finished that, too. Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
You still have my password thing, right?
No.
No?
Well, until you turn it off.
I turned it back on recently. When I moved
We had HBO for the weekend for free, so I downloaded like the whole rest of the season.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I like that show for some reason. I don't know why I like
it
so much.
The Rock is awesome. That's why.
The Rock is awesome.
Yeah,
and I like what's the comedian guy? I can't think of his name now.
I just call him the Ball
Cordry.
Dude. Yeah, that sounds.
Yeah. He was great when he used to be on
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, and he used to be a correspondent on Daily Show way back in the day.
Oh yeah,
that's where you got to start.
Yeah, I remember.
It's a good show though. I like that show a lot. I don't know why.
Because
like,
you secretly are a sports fan.
I'm not. It's a weird thing.
Secretly a sports
fan. No. And it's like Entourage for sports fans, too. And
yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's Entourage with sports.
But if it didn't, I don't think if it didn't have The Rock, he had such a likable character.
That's not true. There's so many good characters in that show. Like the fat dude who's trying to become like in the office or the corporate side of football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's really entertaining.
My wife looked at him. Is he related to who did you say he looked like?
The teddy bear guy.
Yeah,
I don't know. He looks like a teddy bear.
Yeah,
And then Denzel Washington's son is He's a good actor. Yeah. So it's a good show all the way around. It's a well written and
except for the damn theme song. I hate that.
Oh yeah, song. I always fast forward.
Me too.
God, what's the guy who did Friday Night Lights? What the hell's his name?
I don't know. I never watched
He played the coach.
Berg. Peter Berg.
Peter Berg. He's an executive producer, and he directed the first few episodes.
He's been in a few episodes this past season.
Yeah.
And he, like, they couldn't get away from, they're like, what do they call him? Coach Berg? Yeah. Like, really, guys? Couldn't find a different last name for the dude?
Well, he's not a great actor, so, you know.
No.
Would he forget?
Yeah, he would probably forget. That's what it is. Like, who am I playing? Just call me Bert, goddammit. Fucking.
Use my real fucking name. Come on.
No one's going to know.
But we played Cuphead earlier.
We sure
did. Finally came out.
Fuck that game.
Game is beautifully. That game is so amazing. It's so damn difficult.
Yes, it is. It's fun, though.
I came in while they were playing it, and all I ever saw was the one screen that they were stuck on the whole time. that one screen looked fantastic. Like it looked wonderful.
The whole game is hand-drawn, like all hand-drawn animation, and they scan
and
it in.
And it's
they...
done like old, like 1920s Disney-style kind of animation, like, you know, like hose arms and stuff kind of.
It's very awesome.
I'm just waiting for like Oswald the Lucky Rabbit to show up or something. It's really...
They killed him in the first half.
Maybe they did.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a beautiful looking game.
I think it's part of the draw for this game.
Yeah.
But it's also going to lose a lot of people because of how they think. It's like, oh, it's a kid's game.
And, no.
It's, and they're going to get into it, and it's not a kid's game. It's like Contra. The new modern Contra. It's what it is.
Yeah, no, I agree on that.
It's fucking hard as
shit. We played that when we were kids.
Yeah.
These kids don't know how either they got it.
We had nothing else better to go against.
So why would it not be a kid's
game? I don't know. I gave up on Contra.
These kids are soft is what it is.
That's exactly what
it is. They're spoiled.
Dude, these kids do not know difficult games. I'm telling you. Back in the day when we had...
You ever played original Castlevania?
Why don't you get off my console? Ooh, that's what you sound like right now.
I know. The original Contra, dude. I mean, there's... so many hard games, and you felt so proud of yourself when you learned. It wasn't you're playing the game; you learned the patterns to get past the level. That was
just,
it.
What it is, you died enough times to figure out how to
exactly
play, beat it.
That's how this game is.
These were lessons in perseverance. That's why we're all the strong, resilient people that we are today. Thanks, video games.
Thanks, Nintendo. True. It's
Speaking
probably very
of
true.
Nintendo, we also you also bought the Super Nintendo.
I did get the SNES. I wasn't really planning on it because I really.
You sure?
Yeah, really. Actually.
Oh, okay. But you're on that Amazon truck.
Yeah, it was on the Amazon truck thing, and my wife.
Truck.
The treasure truck. Yeah, my
what
wife wanted it.
It's pretty cool.
It actually, the treasure truck is cool. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, you sign up for these notifications, and they do it every Friday.
I think it's once a month.
No, they do them like every week. I think now.
Uh-oh.
But it's different items every week. So, like, this past week was the SNES Classic. The week before was actually these headphones, these Bluetooth headphones that are normally, like, $120. They're, like, $47. So, in 1 week, the week before that, it was, like, you can buy steak. And what they do...
It's random.
Yeah, it's very random what you can get. And what you do, you get the text and you buy it through your Amazon account and you go pick it up. It's real simple. They just show them. You show them,
show them the
QR code,
they
and they're like,
it, and they
"Here
it
you go."
And adios.
Yep, picked up a friend too. He forwarded me the email with the QR code, and I was like, "Hey, I need to pick up my buddy." Oh yeah, sure. Here, let me scan it. You're good. All right, no problem. And they had like big standees from like all the Nintendo things over there. It was cool.
Yeah, it's like a food truck, but with gifts.
Cool. Pretty much, the name is on food truck.
So you got the $80 Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I did.
How do you feel? Did you play it yet?
I played a little bit of it.
Yeah, what'd you play?
Super Metroid.
Oh, yeah, I didn't play that.
Metroid's one of my favorite series of all time.
Super Metroid is right up there as one of the best Metroid games ever. That was a great
game. I'm playing the new Metroid Samus Returns on the 3DS right now, which is basically it's a remake of Metroid 2 that was the sequel that came out only on the Game Boy. The old Game Boy, so it was like monochrome color.
I had it. I played the shit out of that game.
I'm addicted to this game. Every free moment that I have to play a game, I'm like, oh, I'm on 3DS when I usually don't even play it, you know?
I didn't purchase the SNES. My girlfriend's brother did, and he asked us to pick it up for him. And he's out of town, so he said, hey, play it if you want. I said, okay.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't buy it after all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I felt like it would have been a waste of $80.
I am sort of there with you on that.
Like, it's definitely...
But it's got Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
Well, you got to apparently play two levels on Star Fox 1 to even unlock it. Which fucking... It sucks.
That's Star Fox.
I can't play Star Fox.
God, I could probably still play the first mission run. I could probably still play most of that blindfolded. I played the shit out of Star Fox.
I tried to play it, and I fucking
I used to be an expert at Donkey Kong Country. I was a paid expert.
Yeah?
I was working at a...
got stuck at the fucking... the railroad track thing.
I worked at this... I don't know if I've ever told the story on the show. I worked at this video game company right after high school, like 93, 94. It was in Westwood Mall here in Houston, Texas.
GameStop.
I became a third, like a key holder there. And this was like during the times of the Jaguar and the 3DO and all this kind of stuff, but...
Don't age yourself here.
The Nintendo contacted somebody in the store, and they chose me to become an expert at Donkey Kong Country because they were trying to promote it before it came out. So they sent me the game early, and they sent me like this package. It came with like a vest, a hat, and a VHS of all the tricks on the first two levels.
There's tricks.
There's like secrets and tricks and how to play the game.
Was it like Diddy Kong's hat? Did you have like your own Diddy Kong?
It was. I still have it somewhere. Actually, it was a tan hat and it had the logo on it. And it had the vest and everything, and I got paid to sit there for like a week or two just to stand in front of the system and like show people how to play it and let them play it and stuff. It was very weird. That was my Donkey Kong Country experience.
Donkey Kong is still cool. That's like one of the only really awesome games on that console.
Super Mario World.
I'm playing Super Mario World now, and I remember why I fucking hate it.
What?
That game sucks compared to Super Mario 3 or 2.
I like Yoshi's.
Yeah, it's alright.
With Super Mario World 2.
And then Mario Kart's hard as fuck, what I remember.
Yeah.
And forget about Punch-Out. I can't even fucking get past the second guy.
You've played more games than I have. I've only played Super Metroid.
George is just mad because he's bad at video games.
I am, apparently.
George hates video games now.
And what else? And I played Kirby.
Okay.
I've never played a Kirby. No, the only Kirby game I've ever played, I had Kirby Pinball on Game Boy some reason.
I'm pretty good at Kirby.
I like the Kirby games have always been a little bit on the easier side, too, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at those.
There you go. That explains everything right there.
I'm pretty good at Kirby.
You like sucking,
it's not like
though,
Super
right?
Mario World is hard. It's just I don't like the level layout.
You like Kirby because you like sucking?
And eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucking and eating, then eating.
And then transforming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being pink. You know, those all my favorite things.
Just that's George written all over it.
If you have those three things in a game, I'm in. Totally in.
It's all right. It's just there's not a lot of games
you don't
on
like,
it.
You don't like Yoshi where you can eat enemies and like send them through your digestive track?
Yeah.
No, you send your enemies through your digestive track and then make an egg out of it.
Okay.
That's the game.
No, I don't know. I prefer the older Mario game as opposed to the Super Mario World.
Okay.
That's all. That's the only difference.
I saw somebody complain that there's no Super Mario All-Stars on it. I'm like, well, because all the other games are on the other NES Classic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I ran into the Nintendo rep that I know a little bit, and he did say that there's going to be plenty more of these made, and they're putting the NES Classic back into production.
Yeah,
so.
that's what they've said.
So by this time next summer, you can walk into a store and get it.
Yeah, but they're tying their hands. Oh, well, I guess no. They're going to version 2, I guess, is when it's going
to
come out.
Yeah, I really wish there was a way to expand your library.
Yeah.
That's like, the biggest complaint.
That is why I'm not interested in buying these things, and... I'm that asshole that's like, I'll just buy a Raspberry Pi and put all the emulators and ROMs on it, and there I'm done.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. It just felt like for $80 I should be getting a lot more, especially for such old games.
I do not disagree with you there at all.
How many games were on it?
21.
Plus the extra Star Fox game.
Well, yeah. No, I think that's one of the 21.
Is it? I thought that was the bonus game that they...
It was $79, right?
Yeah, $79 plus tax.
So they still sell most of those old games for like $5 a piece on the like Nintendo Market.
If you can find it,
download.
Yeah. So 21 games at $79 are almost $375 a game. If it makes you feel any better. Doesn't me, but...
Not really. I don't feel like I'm getting a
deal. A couple games on there I probably will never play.
Yeah, like what?
Final Fantasy III. I might. Earthbound, I never played that game.
I've never heard of that game.
Yeah.
Earthbound is like this cult classic.
Yeah, I never played it. Yeah.
I never played it either, but I know that it has a huge, really dedicated fan base. It's supposed to be very good.
There's a couple of games on there I never heard of.
Like? Earthbound, yeah.
And then there was like the one with the hover cars.
F-Zero?
Yeah,
that was an SNES release. That was one of
the first Mode 7 games.
Yeah, that was... That was an opening title for the SNES,
when it first
came out.
I need to get back into Super Calcivania 4.
Does it have pilot wings on it? There was another SNES opener.
It doesn't have pilot wings on it. I don't think so.
There was no Ninja Turtle games.
Nope.
No, Turtles in Time is fucking boss, man. Turtles in Time is awesome.
It should have been Ninja
Hyperstone
Turtle
Heist or whatever the other one was.
I only remember the Turtles in Time one.
And all the games, it's weird, all the games that are on here, besides maybe like Final Fantasy III or Earthbound or something, I actually have the cartridges still.
That's a working Super Nintendo.
This is like double dipping for you, or triple dipping.
It sort of is.
That's another reason why I'm not interested. Like, besides the Raspberry Pi thing, it's like I already own...
Or just buy a Retron.
Good portion of these games, and I have a Retron. I have the Retron 5. So
I need to get a Retron. I think that'd be cool.
Get the 5.
Yeah.
For the HD.
Is the HDMI compatible?
Yeah. So the lower end models don't have this, but the Retron 5, and I think they're coming out with a new model too, has an HDMI port, and it upsamples everything. It actually runs it through filters so that you actually get an HD version of the classic games. It looks really nice. There's several different filters you can run it through.
Okay.
So
how much does that cost?
I don't know. 130? I've had mine for a couple of years. I don't remember how much it cost.
Okay.
It was in the hundreds. I remember that.
Yeah. But you know, it might be, you know, a worthwhile investment. If you have I have all these games I can play, you know,
every system, don't you? You got Sega to Dreamcast to whatever.
It's true.
So there you go. There you have it. SNES, whatever.
What did you think of the experience about going to the Amazon the treasure truck? I thought
it was pretty simple.
It's great.
Yeah, easy going. Like I said, it's like a food truck with Amazon stuff.
Yeah. And it's like 8 blocks from my office, so I was able to...
Oh, that must have been super easy for you. Yeah. It took me 40 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only downside. You got to go to where they are.
When they did the headphones last week, they had 3 different places. They had one like in Webster, then downtown, and somewhere else. But the Super Nintendo one was like they were there the whole day.
Yeah.
In one location downtown.
And you only had until 8 o'clock. I wonder what happens if you can't get to them. Do they eventually ship it to you?
I don't think so. I think they'll refund you. You lose it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know on that. That would suck.
Maybe I should have read the fine print before signing. There you go, kids. Read the fine print.
Yeah. But it's cool, though. Yeah, the treasure truck is not
bad. Interesting experience.
Exactly. All right, so do you want to get out of our intro here and go into our topic?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How are you?
Welcome to Metal Geeks.
Welcome to the topic of the evening. It's going to be Star Wars.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We teased it in the earlier section.
Yep. We almost got into it, but we had to pull ourselves away.
Pull away.
And there's some other topics I would like to talk about here during our topic section. Look how that works. It's great.
We'll bundle topics in the topic section.
This is bundle topics because Epcot had its 35th anniversary.
Well, it's kind of, you know, serendipitous that Disney owns Star Wars.
Yeah, so that's true.
They synergize together.
So let's talk about Epcot.
Epcot and I are the same age.
Fuck you.
part of why I feel an affinity for Epcot, I think.
I was there opening year. I don't know how early we were there, but I know I went opening year. I was at least 8 or 9. So, yeah.
All right.
Mold.
I went to Epcot for the first time last year, so.
That's right, you did.
And we didn't get to spend a lot of time there.
No.
I will be going in December.
That's right.
Jealous.
Yeah, me too, actually. I want to go back for food and wine and just hang out. It's so great. Epcot is one of my favorite places in the world. And they're making a lot of changes to it, so.
It won't look the same.
The Guardians of the Galaxy attraction that they announced that's going to be replacing Ellen's Energy Adventure. Sorry, Universe of Energy. Let's call it that. They announced it during. It was originally
the Universe of Energy. That was its original name. Yeah.
They said it was going to be a roller coaster. They announced that. Nothing more than.
They got room in there to do one.
Yeah.
So the Tower of Terror. They're going to put a roller coaster in there?
No.
So Tower of Terror is in California.
The prison escape one.
Yes. Right.
It used to be the Tower of Terror. Now it's the breakout or whatever.
Mission Breakout. They retrofitted that attraction into
it. So that's not going to be a coaster.
No.
Oh.
So
they're making a new ride.
Ellen's Energy Adventure in Epcot is being turned into
I didn't even know there was an Ellen Energy Adventure.
We did not venture over there.
Oh.
I never did it. Because it's
you
like
never did it?
I never. It's like 45 minutes long.
It is a long attraction,
and it's hosted by Ellen DeGeneres. I don't have a problem. Ellen's fine. She's a fine person.
It was Ellen and Bill Nye the Science Guy, were the two main guys.
It's a weird mix.
But anytime we went by, it's like this is a large commitment. This is like an hour commitment to do this one.
It was fun though, because like it reminds me of my childhood. There's a part in the ride, which is from the original attraction. There you go in. Do you remember? Did you go on the great movie ride at Hollywood Studios?
No.
Okay, so they're like big. You can fit like hundreds of people on the attraction at one time,
like a boat,
I think they're like they were linear like motor type stuff, but you know you go and you see a movie and then there's like a part where you go into like where those dinosaurs are. That reminds me of my childhood because there was a smell in there. It was like sulfuric or something.
Someone farted, dude. That's what it was.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
But it was like that smell in the dinosaur area of that attraction.
Is it a similar smell to like the city burning in Pirates of the Caribbean? That smell?
And then in Spaceship Earth when City of Rome is burning.
Yeah.
It's that exact same smell.
Okay, yeah. Keep it to break it to you. It's a fat nerd in front of you farting the whole entire time.
It might be. I don't know. that definitely. And there's other weird sayings like the smell of the Disney water. There's a YouTuber I watched. He did a whole thing about Disney water. They don't use chlorine. They use like bromine. And that's where the smell comes from.
It's bromine.
It's chlorine, but they hang out together.
It pops its collar.
Yeah. Play Call of Duty, you know, drink some beers.
Okay.
Bromine. Now it's like a really more potent chemical that they use.
So don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water.
Got.
Yeah.
Did you see a kid went swimming in front of the reverse waterfall outside the Imagination Pavilion?
No.
Some kid jumped in there and just like went for a swim for a while. Like he felt like going for a swim, so he jumped in.
And he came out translucent.
Yeah. That was like two weeks ago.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I watched a couple of YouTubers that I watch. They're all there at the 35th, so I didn't really feel like I had to be there now. It would have been cool though. And the only thing they really did, they did like a little, you know, a little stage show type of deal, and some people talked, and
it had like a big laser projection on Spaceship Earth.
And I saw that. Like that. They had a lot of merchandise. There was like 4 or 5 hour lines for merchandise.
No thanks.
Yeah.
So they had merchandise that was only available on that day.
Yeah, because I was there. October 1st. I was there. You know,
But they have a whole other 35th anniversary like. Retro merchandise line that will continue to be available for a while.
Right.
So
I'm probably going to send you with money to buy me a t-shirt.
Okay.
Because I definitely want a 35th anniversary t-shirt.
It's not going to happen.
It'll happen.
It's not going to happen.
I was there.
I'm spending his money on beer in the Germany Pavilion.
There you go. So.
As long as you come back with a shirt, I don't care what you spend the money on. So
shirt's going to be a bib.
Shirt's what, $25? So you get maybe 2 beers?
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait to go back to Epcot. There's a lot of changes coming, so
I ain't going until Star Wars Land comes.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's about it. That's all I got to say about
that. They used to open an area at Hollywood Studios. Remember right by Sci-Fi Dine-In where Sci-Fi, where we ate, the restaurant inside was like, they showed the old 50s movies?
The drive-in theater?
Yeah, the drive-in place.
Yeah.
But right there in like the Muppet area, they used to be the, what was it called?
The Streets of America.
Streets of America.
We took a picture in front of that.
Yeah, and that's where the entrance to the left, if you go down this hall, the corridor there, entrance to Star Wars Land will be to the left, or I'm sorry, at Galaxy's Edge, and to the right would be Toy Story Land. But now they've sort of opened that up, and they're calling it, I can't think of what they're calling it, but they opened up a pub called the Baseline Pub.
What?
Yeah, so they opened up like this little place where they have like beers on tap, and you can get little...
But it's not Star Wars themed?
No, it's like the area leading up to where you're going to go into Star Wars.
Yeah, so it's like the end of the galaxy kind of deal.
It's at the Galaxy's Edge. That's where it is. Yeah,
they should have called that part the Galaxy Edge.
Right. I still can't get used to that name.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Star Wars Land works.
Have you done your I'm sure you're 90 days out, right?
It wasn't the last time I checked.
Okay. Have you so you haven't been able to do like your fast passes and all that yet?
No.
This is a really Star Wars filled topic about Star Wars.
We're talking about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
And, okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But so yeah, happy anniversary to one of my favorite places on Earth.
To the happiest place on Earth.
Nope, that's Magic Kingdom.
Oh, Disney World is the happiest place on Earth, my friend.
Sometimes.
Until someone dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's not so happy.
Yeah. So I do want to take a moment and while we're on the topic,
Really, that's how we're going to segue into death?
No. Well, sort of.
Jeez.
One of my favorite musical artist passed away yesterday as we're recording this. As of our recording, that's Tom Petty. I am actually a huge fan of Tom Petty. I love his music. It was...
What's your favorite song?
Even the Losers?
Huh?
Even the Losers?
I don't know that song.
You know that song?
Do you know that song?
No, dude? I don't.
Yeah. There we go.
It's a great song.
I know who Tom Petty is.
Yeah.
And I understand why he's an important figure to music. And that's about where it ends for me.
I'm probably in between the two of you then. I like some Tom Petty stuff. I was never a huge fan, but I recognize his contribution and think his legend status is deserved. It wasn't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is really, you know, why I was never a fan.
He always sounded weird when he sang too. It was weird.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, right.
That's what Tom Petty sounded like. Like that.
I think he was a great showman, and I regret never seeing him live. He was here a few months ago, and even the lawn ticket sold out.
I saw that music video where he dressed up as the Mad Hatter one time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a weird video. Yeah.
Well, it was late 80s, early 90s. Yes, all the videos were weird.
It was early 90s. It was like 91, maybe, 92.
Something like that, I think.
Yeah.
All the videos
Into the Great
weird.
Wide Open, great album. But yeah, Tom Petty, he will definitely be missed. I mean, check him out.
Don't mention it to his daughter. She'll rip your head off and shit down your throat.
Listen to like his greatest hits on Spotify or something.
Some of the hits.
A lot of the songs.
The stuff
on
that's
there.
Played on the radio. I mean, it's okay, exactly. But it's kind of played out. Like I hear it too much, so I don't listen to the radio.
So there you go.
There you go. All right.
What's your favorite Tom Petty song if you have one?
I don't know.
Name a popular one.
It would be one of the hits because like I said, I'm not super familiar.
Is that what's going to be George Hates Tom Petty now?
Yes.
Man, I'm trying to think of what my favorite would be. I'm not really sure.
You know what's the sad part is? I can't even think of a single song right now.
Really?
Won't Back Down, maybe?
Won't Back Down's a good song.
I like Won't Back Down. That's a good one.
Don't Come Around Here No More?
Fine, I'll just leave.
All right. Later. The Waiting? The Waiting is the hardest part.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that one, too.
You got Lucky, Here Comes My Girl. It's a great song.
I don't know any of these
Refugee,
songs.
Don't Do Me Like That.
American I know that Girl. Song. Wait. I might know that song.
How's it go?
Don't do it like that. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
See, I know that song. Yeah, it's not that good.
Wow.
Well, it's all right. I mean, I get it. Like, I understand his significance.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. I'll live
people love him. I get it. He's just not my cup of tea.
He's one of my top five non-metal artists of all time.
Number one is Monkees.
Yes, it is.
All right.
That's
undeservedly
pretty,
so.
But pretty yes. obvious, but yeah. To you, not okay. to me.
All right.
One of these meme things came around today. It's like you have to, you know, on Facebook, name your, you know, to put, have somebody say two bands and you have to say which you're more of a fan of.
That's called a social media trap, my friend.
Yes. You know what Justin said?
He said Monkees or Anthrax.
The Monkees or Anthrax.
Yeah, I was about to say Monkees and something else is what I was going to guess.
So, and I had to really think about it. I'm like, I don't know.
Did you see what I asked you?
No, not yet.
I did it right before we started recording.
What did you ask?
Megadeth with Chris Poland or Megadeth with Marty Friedman?
Holy fuck.
It's the same band.
No, it's not.
They're both Megadeth.
I say Friedman because Rust in Peace is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Good call.
Yeah.
But they both have Dave Mustaine, right?
They do.
So it's not worth listening to.
Okay. You say that to two Megadeth fans.
That's
you know
totally
that, right?
Fine. I can hold my own against you.
All right. So let's talk about our topic. Let's talk about Star Wars and losing directors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we haven't really actually ever had a chance to talk about that.
This is a good time then.
So Phil Lord and Chris Miller got the boot.
They were the first to go, right?
Yeah.
They were working on the Han Solo movie, right?
Right, which also, I want to know your opinion on the Han Solo movie. Do you think we should have a Han Solo movie?
Do we think we should have one?
Yeah,
probably not.
Do you think we need one?
We don't need one.
Because, like, what is it going to do? What is it going to teach us about Han Solo that we don't know already? And also, what we learn, is it going to ruin Han Solo for us? Like, the way the prequels almost ruined Darth Vader?
We'll have to wait and see. Yeah. I don't know.
It certainly has that potential. I'll give you that. It certainly has that potential. Is
Han Solo not going to be the cool lone shark with a Chewbacca buddy type friend that's awesome and the reason why we love him? Or is it just going to get tarnished?
Maybe he's just going to go to Kashyyyk and we're going to get to hang out with Chewbacca's family during the holidays.
I would laugh my ass off if they fucking put that in the movie somehow.
So that's a good point, though.
Grandpa,
like,
maybe.
Is this going to be, like, are we going to see him and Chewie meet up in this?
Right.
They're supposed to hit all the numbers.
Are we going to see why he owes money to Jabba the Hutt?
No, because they explained that in the first movie.
But they're going to show what happened.
I don't think it's going to lead up to that much.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a complete bridge. I think it's just enough to get us...
No,
I don't know.
Maybe
it will lead us up all the way to New Hope.
Going to get the feud between him and Boba Fett, right?
Like, right. That's part of the rumor. That hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
Supposedly, Boba Fett has been witness to all the major events to Star Wars in some way or the other.
He's like the watcher from
R2-D2.
Yeah. So they're definitely going to hit all the numbers with Han Solo. Like, him befriending Lando... Winning the Millennium Falcon,
sure.
Getting the life debt with Chewie, and then I guess on the run from Jabba, right? And then there's going to be the Parsec run, whatever, the Kessel run.
Yeah,
because there is a part in the movie where they end up in planet Kessel, whatever.
Okay,
that part's been leaked.
I read the Han Solo miniseries, which is pretty good,
but that was like Han Solo in the midst of like. New Hope and...
It's right after New Hope, I think. Yeah.
And Empire. It's like in between that era.
That's exactly where it lies.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned this. We have the Marvel Unlimited now, which we're paying like $4 a month.
For your comics on your iPad?
So I've been catching up on a lot of stuff that I never read, which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like $69 a year or something like that.
$70 a year.
It's not that bad.
Well, I mean, if you like to read on your iPad a lot.
Yeah. It's like $4 a month, $3 a month, something like that.
It's about much what you would pay at a comic book store.
And, like, I don't... Well, I was like, oh, I'm going to read this series. I'm like, I don't have to buy the trade anymore because I can just read it here now. You know what I mean?
Right. And then you
catch up on stuff.
You don't get guilty if you don't like it halfway.
Exactly
through.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened with me with, what was that, a Shattered Empire?
Yeah.
I did not like that series as much, but I was like guilted into finishing it.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. It's on there.
So anyway, Lord Miller
yes.
got cut.
Right. right?
Because and they were going way off brand. Like, they were making it too funny.
Too goofy. With
but
too goofy.
I think, well, I they if you're
to,
hiring...
They had to reshoot three quarters of the whole movie.
If you're hiring Lord and Miller to do a Star Wars movie, you should know what to expect already. You know what I mean?
Well, like, they can do sincerity, though. Like, they... Like,
yeah.
21 Jump Street, you know, as goofy as it is, there's some real bonding moments.
It's the same with Lego Movie and everything that they do.
I think the problem with them is that they're too meta. And I don't think...
Okay.
I don't think that bonds well with what Star Wars is trying to roll out.
Sure.
You got to remember, they did the exact same thing to Gareth Edwards during Rogue One. Like, they reshot the second half of the movie, and they rewrote the movie in the middle of the movie while he was filming.
Yeah.
They hired a Michael Crichton writer or whatever. I forget his name.
Was it Michael Crichton? Because he's dead.
No, not Michael Crichton. Michael Clayton. The guy who wrote Michael Clayton.
Oh, I don't know.
That George Clooney movie. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not important.
So
something Gilroy. Something George Gilroy.
Wasn't Rogue One, I know they reshot a bunch of stuff, but didn't they have some kind of like phantom director that finished
it? Yes, that was the Gilroy guy.
Okay.
Like, he was basically calling the shots, even though he got a screen credit. He was kind of calling the shots for the last half of the movie. Mm.
That's
I kind of feel bad for Gareth Edwards, because he seemed like he had an idea and a vision that could have been cool, but it just kind of got tossed to the wayside when they started realizing, oh, we better give the fan service.
Well, Gareth Edwards, he never talked bad about him in interviews.
No, because he wants to work again.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was at the premieres and everything, and you never knew anything was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know he's not going to say anything bad, because he wants another job.
It's Disney money,
and
man.
And Disney owns everything.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be first one to say, I was not a fan of Rogue One. I don't think Rogue One is a very good movie.
I still like Rogue One.
It's not a very good movie.
So, he got steamrolled in that.
Yeah.
Lord Miller got fired from Han Solo, and who was it that got cut from...
The guy who did Jurassic World.
What's
his name?
Although, that is a really good call, though, right? Because he wasn't going to make a good Star Wars movie.
Maybe not.
Like, he was just going to do paint-by-the-numbers Star Wars movie.
What's his name? I can't remember his name.
The guy who did Jurassic World.
He has a name.
Like, starts with a T. Jordanowski or something like that.
Colin Trevorrow.
And like, he's not the right fit.
They put J.J. Abrams back on.
Yes, which is the right call.
J.J. Abrams was like born to make Star Wars movies.
I 100% agree. And it only makes sense because he helped kickstart this franchise. Yeah. He knows those characters better than anyone. And it only seems fitting that him and... God, I'm having a brain fart for names. Guy who's directing the second one.
Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson. I think if them two get together to co-write and let JJ direct, I think it would be a fantastic movie.
Speaking of Rian Johnson, I just picked up Looper on Blu-ray finally for like $3 at half price.
Wow, that's like 5 years too late.
I know. Well, $3. Can't complain on that.
I guess. Took you a long time.
When you don't have it before, $3 is a good deal. Right?
I guess so.
It's a good movie.
I bought it when it came out. Yeah. Rian Johnson's probably one of my favorite writers and directors out there. Like, Looper's great. God, what was it? The Brothers Bloom was good. Mm-hmm. Brick was good. There's not a lot of movies or a lot of things he's done that I didn't enjoy. So, yeah.
So
and
I
then
think
they got Opie to fucking take over for
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
God damn it.
What do you think about that?
What do you think about Opie taking over?
It seems like a really safe response to me. That's the first thing I thought when I saw that. That's a really safe move.
They were looking for somebody, a director that they could control.
I think so. And I said this before we got going.
Kathleen Kennedy,
who's running Lucasfilm right now. I feel like she has a really strong understanding of the properties that she's in charge of, and
she wants to produce, at least.
But I also think that she is being respectful of the legacy, and I think that she has a vision based on that legacy,
right?
And she knows what she wants, and I think she's doing a good job. and she needs people who will execute that vision, I guess.
I don't think she's doing a bad job. I think she's doing a good job with the new trilogy that they decided to go forward with, and I want to see it end. What I think she's really dropping the ball at is these offshoot one stories that they keep trying to tie back to the original saga.
So do we just not need them at all?
It's not that we don't.
I think I would rather see other stories in the Star Wars universe
exactly,
that like, don't have anything to do with characters that we know like, already. But I also understand how
they should be rooted in the events that happen mm-hmm. near the.
Do we want to see the? I mean, this is going to be very like Rogue One like, but do you want to see the Bothan steal the Death Star 2 plans or whatever?
Many Bothans died.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. Like, but that kind of thing though.
It's also like the rumor with Obi-Wan Kenobi movie.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Rumor. I don't need that.
Do we need that?
I don't need that.
And what will it?
There's the prequels.
Well, right. Kind of, yeah, no, you're not you're, wrong. No, you're exactly right. So why would we need an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie when he was living? He was living on Tatooine, doing nothing for 20 years
that we know of. Until the writers get together,
that'll be a boring movie.
Well, no, that's gonna
him
be
doing his day-to-day boring shit on Tatooine.
Drinking blue milk.
Drinking blue milk.
Milking the banthas outside.
No, but that's the thing, though, is I understand, like, if you're wanting to do... if you're wanting to make use of the Star Wars universe, I understand the impulse to want to do movies about characters we already know. Mm-hmm. But it's the fucking Star Wars universe. You could do anything.
Exactly.
You could do anything. And so, why don't you just do a movie about the criminal underworld in the Star Wars universe? That would be awesome.
Yeah, totally be awesome.
Do a full bounty hunter movie.
Yeah.
Go, like, do an IG-88 or Dengar or Bosk.
Bosk.
Do them all together.
Is that the reptile one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would just be cool to do like a Stormtrooper's story,
mm-hmm.
like from beginning to end, and you have like the main characters in the background, but you never see the main characters. You just hear about them.
We could have a whole movie about the Stormtrooper that bonked his head on the like. What's that guy's story?
He wakes up minutes before the Death Star blows up.
No, that sounds like a movie Kevin Smith would want to write and direct.
So, anyway,
do you think they would ever offer him a Star Wars movie?
Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
I don't think they would offer it to him. I think he would be too scared to direct it.
Maybe.
He would panic.
Yeah, he would
panic. He would totally freeze under the pressure.
And, like, I think he would be into writing one. I don't think he could handle one.
Yeah, maybe not.
If him and, like, some people got together, what he should do, if Kevin Smith was really kind of serious of doing a Star Wars movie, is do, like, a one-shot mini-short of, like, a small character or something.
He could do the story on what happened to that Stormtrooper after he bonked his head.
Right.
That is a perfect Kevin Smith thing right there.
Have it last 10, 20 minutes of him trying to, like, not be disoriented.
Maybe that's the Stormtrooper in the meme. He's like,
I had friends on that Death Star.
That's him. Bonked his head. They sent him to the hospital off planet.
Somehow fell into a escape capsule and just right. Like cursing the whole entire way.
Well, he hurt his head, so they had to send him off the Death Star get medical treatment.
Lucky him.
You said do an IG-88 movie. Do you remember what happened to IG-88 in the expanded universe?
No.
There was a book that was the Tales of the Bounty Hunters,
and it told
the stories of all of the, from Empire Strikes Back, all the bounty hunters that get hired. IG-88 was basically using the mission as a way to gain access to Imperial technology.
So he can become more badass.
He uploaded himself into the Death Star 2 minutes before it explodes.
Worst timing ever.
Yeah, he uploads his...
consciousness
into the second Death Star.
Johnny 5.
Yeah.
Not alive. That's right, I do remember that. Wow.
Like, what was that one game that was supposed to come out?
1313?
Yeah, that 1313. The story that they planned for that, I think, would make a good movie.
It was a Boba Fett story, wasn't it?
No, it was a bounty hunter, assassin. Like, they were kind of just, it was kind of like a Firefly. They were just taking like stupid bullshit end jobs here and there to make it out on the outer edges away from the Empire. and then somehow they get thrusted into this giant government conspiracy.
So Firefly.
In the midst of like during the Star Wars war.
That game looked really good too.
Sure did.
We got Battlefront after that. Battlefront 2 comes out.
Battlefront 2 looks promising.
It does look promising. You know
what? I'm not spending my money.
I'm not either. Yeah. You know why? Because I never got all of Battlefield 1. So Battlefront 1. I never got all of Battlefront 1 for the money that I paid for it. Actually, it was gifted to me. But anyway, point is, I felt like the first one was great. Like, the content that was there was fun, but there wasn't much of it.
Yeah. If the single player is worthwhile, it might change my
idea. I think it will be worthwhile, but it's going to be very much like a very short story, and I think it's going to be like
What
was that one game that had a very short
Destiny?
No, was that other one? One where you're in a robot.
Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2. I think it's going to be very much like that.
Because Destiny 2 came out and they sort of shoehorned a single player game into the open world.
Right.
Which is interesting. I'm sure that's how the I don't know. The Star Wars is, I think it's going to be, it's a separate, completely separate
thing. I am interested in the fact that you could play as Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking cool. Although, anytime I get into the heroes and villains part of the Battlefront games, I die immediately and I don't get to play as those characters for very long.
Right. It's true.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
So, what do we think about any other upcoming ideas you would want to see for a movie?
For Star Wars?
Yeah.
I don't want a Yoda movie.
That's I don't want a Yoda movie. I was about to say that, too.
I don't want a Yoda movie, and I don't want an Obi-Wan movie.
Nope.
I'm kind of on the fence about a Han Solo movie.
Well, that's happening.
Just because it's happening.
What about a Boba Fett movie? Would you be okay with that?
I would only be okay with it if they're making it like they were supposed... Originally, the idea was making a Han Solo versus Boba Fett movie. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Because then we would have learned a lot more about Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Boba Fett shoot his way out of the Sarlacc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Because he died to me in that moment.
He's dead to you.
Yeah, he's dead to me in that moment.
He's no good to you anymore.
Because he had a malfunctioning jetpack.
That's right.
I want a movie where we go on tour with Max Rebo.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Like Almost Famous? That'd be awesome.
We can experience the Star Wars universe via Max Rebo touring.
He's
shady bars.
Looking at you right now.
Hey, Max. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. Why does Jabba always kill my singers?
God damn it.
I have to get another fucking singer now. It could be like the Voice, but in Star Wars. That'd be great.
It's Jabba's palace. Rancor to not Rancor. Right.
There's like one judge, and it's Jabba.
And then the boob head guy with the snake thing around his head.
Bib Fortuna, yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is. I call him the boob head guy.
He doesn't have boobs on his head.
He has the fucking...
That's Little Nicky, dude, you're thinking of.
He has, like, the butt-shaped skull with a snake around his neck.
He's a Twi'lek. Yeah.
Whatever. Y'all are nerds.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
That is correct.
Nerds!
Welcome to the show.
You know what I would like? I would like to see the war part of Star Wars. I would like to see a war movie inside of Star Wars.
We've seen war movies.
Inside of Star Wars, we never actually seen a war type.
You want to like a Saving Private Ryan in Star Wars?
That'd be kind of cool, actually, in my humble opinion.
Or Dunkirk set on Death Star?
Not Dunkirk, because that was just...
I still didn't see it.
It was a good movie, it's just I didn't like the way they told the story. But that's neither here nor there. I would like to see an actual war type thing, like a D-Day thing. And I understood that's what Rogue One was supposed to be, but it wasn't that. And, I don't know.
It definitely wasn't.
Yeah. It would have been cool if it was something like that. A Saving Private Ryan via Star Wars would be really cool. Like, these, band of, like, I don't want to call them rebels, but, like, like guns for hire have to go save like this one kid who might be a Jedi or may not be a Jedi.
Or what if you get maybe just some smaller scale story about like maybe a rebel group that maybe isn't necessarily affiliated with the Alliance, but is like a small insurrection out on some outlying world, and it's their story about how they reclaim their planet or something.
Like a Samurai 7 kind of deal.
Something that doesn't necessarily affect the greater narrative as a whole. It's just their story. It's like these are the things that happen to these characters
in
the world. Like that could be fun.
That would be cool. Also to see like Force Unleashed as a movie version, if they like rewrote those into like a movie.
Never played the second one because I wasn't on board for the premise of the second one. But
yeah, I was kind of upset with the second one too. But the first one is fucking awesome. The
first one was great. I really liked the first one. I don't know that I want it to be a movie though.
Because that storyline technically doesn't exist.
Right, it doesn't exist anymore. So you also have things like Dark Forces.
Like,
that was a great game. Did you ever play that?
Mm-mm.
Dark Forces? It was like a early first person shooter.
What about what was the name of that?
Knights of the Old Republic?
No. Shadow of the Empire.
That was another great game.
Yeah, game, book, everything, comic book. One of those early multimedia like things.
I remember the book. I don't remember the game.
Yeah, it was a Nintendo 64 game.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It was okay. It was great when it came out. You go back and look at it now. You're like, oh, it doesn't look very good.
I remember the
very blocky
where you could. I remember being on PlayStation where you get to play a Jedi and you can do all the cool Jedi lightsaber moves. That was my Star Wars game of choice back in the
Which
day.
Which one was that?
Is that Jedi Academy?
No, I don't think it was Jedi Academy. I don't remember what it was.
I don't
called.
Know what that would have been on PlayStation.
You remember the fighting game?
I do remember the fighting game.
Masters of Terrorists. Kai or something like that?
Something like
don't
that.
Don't remember that at all.
Bad.
Yeah, it sucked. Because it was basically like a Tekken game shoehorned with Star Wars.
It was more like a Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Look it up.
But yeah.
I think it was on PlayStation 1, I believe.
Okay.
I really think like a Seven Samurai type story for Star Wars would be cool.
And appropriate since...
It's a lot Star of it's
Wars,
rooted in that
Star Wars
stuff.
Is based on, in part, is based on that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I would want to see.
So, George Lucas based a lot of thematic elements on World War II dogfights and samurai movies.
Indeed. And not to mention, what's his face? The fucking space dude that was famous at the time.
Flash Gordon.
The cereals and all that kind of stuff from the '50s.
Yeah,
I mean Indiana Jones is based on cereals.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And I mean they're fucking identical.
Yep.
When you look at those old cereals and then watch Indiana Jones, it's like they stole directly from it. Even the boulder idea came from
they paid homage. It's called homage.
Homage.
That's what it's called when you successfully steal
something.
Something.
You're paying homage.
And if people didn't like fucking tear your shit apart.
So what have you learned? What have we learned in this segment?
We learned that Star Wars is doing a cash grab.
Well, we knew that.
We knew that
going into it.
We learned that Opie is a puppet.
Yes.
And we learned that J.J. Abrams is probably the best choice for the next installment.
And we are only 2 months away from the next Star Wars movie.
When are they putting those tickets on sale, man?
I don't know.
I want to buy my tickets already.
That's what I've learned. I want to buy my tickets.
I'm ready.
Put them on sale.
When are they going to come out with a new trailer?
I heard soon during some football game.
I heard that too, and it hasn't happened yet.
No, it has not.
Football's been on air. I haven't seen anything.
I don't watch it, so I don't know. I watch Ballers instead. All right, so
that's how you get your sports fix.
That's right. That's it. That's all I need. Let's move on to George Hates Metal.
Bum, bum.
You ready? Let's do it.
It's not Star Wars theme.
Welcome back to the show. and we are here at our favorite time, George Hayden Metal.
What?
And the band we listened to a little bit, the band is just coming out on Metal Blade Records called Sorcerer, S-O-R-C-E-R-E. Spell that one. They did that. So,
did what?
Isn't that how you spell Sorcerer?
Yeah. I seen it S-O-R-S-E-R-O-R as well.
Those people are spelling it.
That's the British one, I guess. That's O-U-R. So let's talk about your opinion first.
My opinion first. What can I say? I think they're okay. I think they're not bad. I'm just not a fan of the vocalist yet. I don't know. This vocalist seemed a little too close to hair metal for my liking.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was trying to figure out who the vocalist reminds me of, and Carrie and I were talking about that a little bit. And he has kind of a Robert Lowe quality,
yes,
you said. And
Solitude Eternus, he definitely has that style to his voice, but also I definitely hear the music and as well as the vocals, Camel Mass. But, so we played...
Those are apt comparisons.
We played this song on the last episode of MSR Cast on 198, and Sean made a comment, this sounds like... Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath was Dio.
Okay. Yeah, there's some of that too.
I can definitely hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this guy's voice.
What did you think of the music, though?
The music sounded great. Yeah. I was into it till the dude started singing, wailing those high
notes.
He's
not really wailing, dude.
Wailing high notes.
No.
High notes that...
Not really. All right.
Notes that I didn't enjoy. It was not pleasing to my ears.
So the band is from Sweden.
Of course
Go
they are.
Figure.
Yeah, they are. This is their second.
Sweden is entirely populated by metal bands
yes.
at this point, right?
This is their second full-length album that's coming out now called The Crowning of the Fire King. They got together in 1988.
Wow.
Put some demos out, never really went anywhere. John Perez of Solitude Eternus and Brain Ticket Records actually put out their demos like in the mid-2000s, 2004, something like that. And their first full length finally came out in 2015.
Yeah, making a comeback.
Man, that's a long haul.
Yep.
And I told you we'll make it one day.
It's only going to take 25 years. But yeah, their first album came out on Metal Blade Records as well.
It probably explains why their video was so shitty.
Well, and that was the other thing that I...
We're not talking about the video quality, but it
was
pretty bad.
I'm going to...
All right.
We should save that for a topic next
week. No, but I wasn't... Yeah, we will get the topic of why our heavy metal music video is so bad.
Music videos in general.
Fucking are.
But I don't let the video, you know, sway your opinion
about
the song.
I wish I had heard this by itself rather than seeing it in music video form first.
Okay.
I wish I'd just heard it and not also seen it. So
you ruined it for him, Carrie. You happy?
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm fucking happy as hell.
I thought they're okay. I would listen to a couple more songs before I made my final opinion.
There's a real the second song on the album is called The Ship of Doom.
Ship of Doom.
Fucking great song.
Fucking great.
Fucking great.
Did you play it in the last episode?
No, we played this song.
Oh. This song was kind of okay.
It's a good song.
And for clarification, what song was this? Because I don't think we've said actually.
Sirens. Yeah.
We were talking about People Under the Water. Not
yep.
got that much.
Something about that lady looking into the water and there's fish.
Lady in the Water? Like Shyamalan Ding Dong movie?
Yep. What? So, final opinion?
Yeah, it was all right.
You listen to more?
Like I said, I have to listen to a couple more songs to make a solid opinion on them. Like, I like the music enough to listen to a few more songs. Still, I don't know if I'm a fan of the voice yet. Probably not. Probably won't be.
Maybe not. So the album comes out October 20th. If you want to hear the song in its entirety, you can go to YouTube, look for it, Sirens from Sorcerer, and they are also on Spotify.
Spotify.
That's right. So that's it for George Hayden Metal.
Woo.
He didn't hate it.
Oh, completely. I didn't hate
completely.
It. Completely. Yeah. Hated it a little bit.
That's more than we can ask for.
That's right. We're going in the right direction on this one.
You ready to get your geek tickled?
Always.
Let's do it.
All right, so it's that time of the episode where we all talk about what's tickling our little geeks this week. Carrie, would you care to go first?
You know what I'm going to say?
It's something video game related.
It is something video game related. We
knew it.
We're very close to the release of two games that I have been waiting for a long time.
Yeah.
Shadow of War, Middle Earth.
Hey, comes is that out, coming out already?
Comes out next week.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Comes out on the 7th,
I think. That's probably going to go on my Christmas list.
I totally want that game.
And then the day after my birthday, the 17th, comes South Park Fractured Butthole.
It comes out this month too, right?
Yep.
Damn, I'm going to be spending a lot of money on games this month.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm going to be busy playing
at least $120.
Well, don't you have the Best Buy Gamer Club?
Oh, yeah, I do have the Gamers Club.
So you'll save 20%.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Better than paying the extra 20%.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those games immensely.
All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave?
Man, I've had my nose to the grindstone for like a month now, and so like I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
You're looking
in the world
forward
right now
to the end of the month being here.
I think I'm good now. Now that the show has started, like the hard part's over. I'm just kind of in maintenance mode for the next
gotcha,
2 months
now
at this point.
You just gotta just take people's money.
Right.
So is there anything at TRF you're looking forward to do or looking forward to
taking people's money in exchange for artwork? I'm looking forward to that.
So. Is there a certain event at TRF you're excited about?
I always enjoy the Halloween weekend.
Is that your favorite one?
Halloween is like my favorite thing. Like, it's my favorite part of the year.
Me too.
And
so.
You know, Friday the 13th's coming up soon.
And we get a Friday the 13th this year.
In October.
That's great. I love that.
That means Friday 13th marathon, guys. What up?
So, I don't know. I guess if
next,
I'm looking...
next weekend.
If I'm looking down the road a little bit, I guess I'm looking forward to Shape of Water.
Oh, like, God. I'm so excited.
I want to see
when does that come out?
In December.
In December,
I was just seeing...
People
so.
Are just overjoyed at how good that movie is, and I'm excited to see
I'm
that.
Excited for yeah. it, so... That's one of the few things that I'm aware of that's coming up that right I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, look forward to that myself. As for me, there's a couple things I'm excited for. The new Blade Runner movie is coming out this
weekend. That too.
Weekend.
This weekend,
I really
yeah.
want to see that.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
Right.
And I hope it's good.
Well, so. There's a scene.
Valerian looked beautiful too.
Well,
there's a scene where Harrison Ford punches Ryan Gosling in the face,
like for real,
like for realsies.
Yeah,
I heard
and
about that.
I'm excited because it made the final cut. So at least I'll get to live vicariously through Harrison Ford for a little bit. And also, I love Denis Villeneuve. He did Arrival. He did Sicario and Prisoners, and all those movies.
I've
were
not
fantastic.
Seen any of those.
I've seen the Arrival.
You haven't
I've
seen
heard
Arrival?
I've heard it's excellent.
It's amazing.
I really want to see it. I just haven't had an opportunity to.
Yeah. And Sicario is a movie with Emily Blunt where she like takes down the drug cartel with the fucking guy who's playing Thanos. What the hell's his name?
I know who you're talking about, but I'm going blank on his name too.
God damn it. He was in Goonies.
He was in Goonies, yeah.
What's his name, Carrie?
Why the fuck am I blank too?
He's very important.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
God damn it. Anyway, that guy's in the movie. Benicio del Toro's in it as well. Pretty good movie. Also, Prisoners has Hugh Jackman and...
can I say it? Huh? Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. Fuck, there. That's what his name was. Anyway, Hugh Jackman kidnaps that kid from... I can't remember his name either right now.
Who's that?
The Swiss Army Man kid. Paul Dano.
Okay.
He thinks Paul Dano took his daughter. Nobody's seen this movie?
No.
Y'all need to watch these movies. These are good movies.
Okay.
Quality movies.
What are they called?
I really want to see The Arrival.
Arrival's amazing.
I've
Prisoners
heard it
is pretty great. So anyway, Denis Villeneuve is a great director, and I'll watch pretty much anything he makes right now. And Blade Runner's coming out.
Yeah.
And he made it. And
comes out this week. I'm going to go see it this weekend. I'm going to make a
I'm
going to
say
to
something
see
taboo right now, probably to you guys.
Not from you.
I don't really care for the original Blade Runner.
We've had
much.
That discussion.
Yeah. It's not the best movie.
It's fucking boring.
It's
the problem.
There's good parts of it, but it's not the best movie.
The last 30 minutes is great, and that's where it should end.
Well, I have the Blu-ray here. There's like four or five different versions. Maybe there's a version on there you might like.
I've seen them all. There's not a version I'm impartial to. I don't think there's a version that's one better or the other.
Okay.
I like the movie. It's a science fiction classic, obviously, for a lot of good reasons. I do like Blade Runner, but I will admit that it took me like three or four attempts to get through it the first time
to watch. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it a few times, and even now, I was like, oh, God, it still isn't at that part yet? Fuck it, I'll just come back to it later. Anyway, and the other thing is, I am going to a show this Thursday.
A concert, you say?
A concert, yeah.
Which one?
My girl.
Can I guess?
I'm sure you could, because I told you already.
Yeah, I know.
My girlfriend surprised me with tickets because she's awesome.
Don't pull back the curtain like that, man.
I know. They didn't know that.
What?
Don't make me like the guy in The Wizard of Oz. People don't know that I'm an old man.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I think they do. But I don't want to ruin it for you. But all right.
Too late.
I'm gonna go see Run the Jewels this Thursday. What? It's gonna be my fourth time seeing them.
Is it a headline show from them or?
Yeah, they're the headliners. I don't know who the openers are.
Doesn't matter.
No, not really. Yeah. I just want to see them. I don't really care for the other people.
There's a couple of good shows coming up that I want to go see. Gwar's coming. I haven't seen Gwar in a long time.
I've never seen Gwar.
I got the promo for the new album. It's really good. It's different.
Is it not metal?
It's definitely more punkish.
Yeah, because they always seem to sway kind of one way or the other.
It's good, though. There's some really good, strong stuff on it. And then Clutch and Devin Townsend are coming soon.
I'm not a Clutch fan.
I like Clutch, but I like Devin Townsend more.
I like some songs from Clutch, but I can't listen to a whole album.
And The Obsessed is opening up that show, which is weird. It's a weird lineup.
What are they obsessed about?
Doom metal.
More than Dave? That's not impossible. That's just not possible.
Yes, actually. There's another show coming up. Oh, KMFDM's coming like the 15th of October.
Aren't they opening for Mastodon?
Well, Mastodon got added to the bill. So
they're opening for Mastodon.
Was Manson supposed to play at that show or
no?
Manson's coming on his own show.
Well, Manson, probably not
anymore.
Really? Why?
He got crushed by a stage prop the other day.
Yeah.
Shit, for real?
Yeah, for real.
What prop?
I didn't watch the video, but
was it like something with a giant penis on it?
I saw the article. It says Marilyn Manson crushed it at his last show. Then I was like, oh wait a minute, he got crushed at his last show.
Wow, I did not hear about that.
Yeah, he went to the hospital and canceled some tour dates and stuff.
Smushed his nut. But I heard. I don't know.
All right. I mean, it's only fitting, I guess, for Marilyn Manson to go out so weirdly.
Right? by a falling piece of scenery? That sucks. My stage.
Wow. You know, that stagehand got fired.
Yes. Pretty much.
So anyway, yeah, those are the things that are tickling our geek this week.
Cool.
Let's head out to the wrap-up of the episode.
Let's do it. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode number 138 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. Woo-hoo. It's been a blast. Back to our normal, regular schedule, including George Hates Metal.
Yeah.
I'm missing that.
Back to our regular scheduled programming, sort of.
Post-hurricane bullshit.
And other bullshit.
Yes, and lots of other bullshit in life. But if you're still looking to donate, our good friend Justin, who your partner, your co-host and your comic book partner, has a generosity thing on Indiegogo, the Hurricane Harvey Victims Podcast Pack. You can go there and donate whatever you want, $5, $50, whatever you want to help out. It's going to go... A portion of it is going to go to podcasters in the local Houston area that have been displaced and have problems.
Right.
And the rest is going to go to the mayor's fund.
The Houston Harvey Relief Fund.
Because we're not going to get political here about any of that kind of shit, but there's a couple of them that you should not be donating to. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's like, what, 20-something, 30 podcasts that all recorded special episodes. So
whatever, yeah, a lot of good stuff on there. So.
We're on there.
I wasn't available to record.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I was one of the few that was displaced.
Yes, you were. So maybe you'll get some of this money.
Nah, it's not about that.
I know. I'm joking.
I just want people to, you know, listen to some great content and help Houston at the same time. So.
That's right. So it's still going on. It's been going on for a couple of weeks now. Donate whatever you can. We'll put a link in the show notes at metalgeeks.net for this episode, and we'll share it again on our Facebook page. It's a really long
URL.
So
you can also just go to indiegogo.com and just look for it there.
Yeah, look up the Hurricane Harvey Victims Podcast Pack. Donate what you can there. Let's talk about our sponsors real quick.
Sponsor time.
They reached out to me this past week. They have a cool contest they want to
contest.
So
it's like double the pleasure.
Tantrumcollectibles.com, of course, is our sponsor. Place to go to find Funkos and Bandai artifacts, Band Presto.
I'm going
to
throw a tantrum if I don't win.
You might. This is a cool prize.
What's the prize?
It's an SNES classic, what we talked about earlier. Look how it came back around. Isn't that great?
Is this so great, everyone?
So here's what you have to do. It's real simple. First of all, I got to pull this up. You have to go to their website, tantrumcollectibles.com, complete a survey on the website. That's all you got to do.
Awesome.
Like them on Facebook.
Give your life away.
Yes. Give your credit card number. No, none of that stuff. It's just a little bit of information. It's a little survey, and you'll be in the running to win this SNES Classic. Shipping will be in the contiguous 48 states. So tell all your friends.
Yeah, share it along, and we'll have that link on our show notes, too.
Yes, we will.
All right.
At MetalGeeks.net.
Yep.
Any last minute things?
And just tell them where you heard us from.
That's right. You heard about it from MetalGeeks.
Yeah, you heard it from
there
us.
There will be a place in the survey where you heard it. Put that in there.
Yeah. Make sure you tell them how awesome we were.
When you get that SNES Classic, it's hard to say. Like
SNES really Classic.
SNES Classic.
Just say Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I know. When you get that Super Nintendo Classic and you're playing Super Metroid, you'll have us to thank for it.
Even though we kind of shit on it a little bit. Just, you know.
But if you get one for free.
If you get one for free, yeah. Come on. You can't fucking complain.
That's right. Any other topics? Any last minute things y'all want to talk about?
It's not really a topic. I just wanted to say I feel bad for everything and all those people that are going through in Vegas right now.
I didn't know we're
going to
go there, but yeah, we can go there.
I feel bad because there's not a lot I can do, but what I can do is probably donate blood because they are going to need a lot of blood for that area. So if you can, you know, go to your local blood donation centers and, you know.
Tell them you're earmarking it for.
They need a lot more than thoughts and prayers. Like, and I don't want to get too political on the show or anything like that, but the shit that's going on, it's not cool.
59 people confirmed dead, over 500 injured, and that, I think the death toll is going to rise as more people will succumb to their injuries from this thing.
Right.
It's fucking horrific, man.
And I just got to say, what the fuck is wrong with some people?
What the fuck is up with the world?
Trump.
Thought we weren't gonna go there.
I'm sorry. I'll pull it.
But
back.
You go. Okay. I mean, you go to a concert. You go to a movie. You go. These are places of escapism. You shouldn't be worried about some dumb fuck coming in there with a gun and killing people. And when
should you be worried about that?
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Right. It's public safety.
It's and the way he did it was such.
He's just a cowardice, dumb fuck asshole.
It's just gonna. Yeah, we're not gonna go there. But I just want to say exactly what you said is, you know, our hearts go out to the families, the friends, and the people that lost their lives during this. It was senseless, man. It was stupid.
Yeah.
And you know, we're a metal. We all listen to metal. We're metal heads. We don't really listen to country. But if you're
it doesn't
matter where you're at. If you're at a country concert listening to your favorite musician, you shouldn't have to worry about
getting shot.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You should go there, enjoy yourself, have a good time, and go home safe.
That's right.
And like I said, man, they need a lot more than just thoughts and prayers. So if you can...
Do what you can.
I'm pretty sure there will be some fundraising stuff that goes up very soon. If not, if they probably up already by the time the show is up.
Yeah.
Give what you can and, you know... Be a voice of change. You know, stuff needs to change. And
there's been a lot of opportunities to give recently.
I was about to say, there's been a lot of, you know, donations being set up for a lot of different horrible events recently. But if you can afford anything to help anybody out.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be money.
No.
Like, they need, like, those people, those victims, those 500 plus victims will need blood.
Yeah.
So if you can, go to your local, you know.
And the thing.
Blood donation.
It just bugs me that a lot of people there on vacation and they were just having a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Like I said, you know, it's time for a change. I don't want to like get overly political, but you can find more information about it. I don't know how certain people feel about way gun control is or whatever, but something needs to happen. Do what you need to do to make the world right.
Let's make the world a better place. Like the Beatles say.
Right.
All we need is love.
And a little bit of metal.
And a little bit of metal. That's right. And some video games.
And a lot of geek. A
lot of geek. That's right. So, you want to wrap it up? Want to talk about what's going on with your comic real quick?
We got a little delayed because of Hurricane Harvey and stuff, and which is expected. But we are quickly trying to get back on track. The plan is to have issue 3 out by the end of this month, early next month. So we're it's probably going to be early mid-November.
So it'll be a holiday present.
Holiday present for everybody. And thank you so much for people who've been patient. All the Kickstarter people who donated via Kickstarter and stuff. I hope you understand. You know,
things happen definitely that were out of all of our control.
And also, like, our artists who work on the book, they're also going through some personal stuff that's not hurricane related. So we are trying to be good employers and think of them first as well.
I got you.
And so we're doing what we can. We're getting out fast as we can.
Get that whip out, man.
Yeah. And then issue 4 is going to be coming out soon. We're going to be doing another Kickstarter for issue 4. I'm not sure when that release date will be for that, but you guys will definitely be in the know, and I'll let you...
Getting closer and closer to trade.
Yeah, we're getting very close to a trade, and I'm super excited because I got some great ideas for the trade.
That's awesome.
And so anyway, if you want to check out issues 1 and 2, they're on Comixology. If you don't want to go to Comixology, you can always go to our website at Grey Bear Comics. That's G-R-A-Y. And check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Dave, do you want to? You have anything you want to say about your tenure at TRF?
Yeah, come find us any weekend that TRF is open this season. We're at booth F12, which is in the Florence Market.
Next to the pizza joint.
Next to the pizza place. And yeah, we have, me and my wife, we've put our artwork on all kinds of stuff.
I have to be admit, either you or your wife point out the, as soon as y'all are done setting up and you had the logo up, I'm in love with that logo, man. That logo looks great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, whichever one of y'all did it, it looks fantastic.
For the shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Battle Maiden logo.
I don't even remember which one of us worked on it at this point.
It looks great. Whoever did it, kudos.
Thanks.
Very cool.
That's what I got. If you want to find me online, look for Red Viking Dave on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And of course, if you want to find us online, you can go to metalgeeks.net. You can go to msrcast.com. I have a funny little story about that. I had to renew, actually, MetalGeeks.net recently to register because I had this weird credit card thing where they canceled my credit card because they had the suspicious activity. And I thought I had updated everything, but I forgot to do register. So when I called them, this guy, you know, started asking my information. He was like, oh, what's the website? And I gave him, it's MetalGeeks.net. He's like, okay. He started putting some information. He's like, let me ask you, what is Metal Geeks? So I explained to him what it was. He's like, really? So it's all about heavy metal and stuff? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, hold on. And he put his phone to like his speaker. He's like, can you hear this? I was like,
so
yeah.
Weird.
He was like, he was jamming Carcass. I'm like, all right, dude.
So aren't like, you cool?
He was all of a sudden, he was like my best friend, you know? Gave me like
Did
a really.
Did he give you a discount?
He gave me a big discount, yeah.
He
so
gave me that metal discount.
He gave me that metal discount. So shout out to you, man, if you're
Two
listening.
Two horns up to that guy.
Right. You're awesome, man. But yeah, that's metalgeeks.net. You can find us, of course, on all of our social medias, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Metal Geeks. And you can find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Leave us a review. Tell us you love us. It does really help get the word out about the show.
Or tell us you don't love us. Let us know.
As long as you give a 5-star review, that's what we want.
And, you know, share it with your friends.
And we're on other platforms like Spreaker and all that good stuff.
On what?
Spreaker.
Squeaker?
Squeaker.
Squeaker. I think you mean Stitcher.
Squeaker.
Okay.
You haven't heard of Squeaker yet?
No, it's new, I guess.
It's only... I'm not going to even go there.
It only comes from the anus.
It's only from mice. No, but you're right. Stitcher is a place to go. I think that's it.
All right. And Google Play.
Google Play. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And other places that you get your...
Any places fine, that you can get your...
Fine podcast audio.
That's right. Put it in your ear hole.
Word.
Any other? I think we're done. Anything else?
I think about does it.
All right. So,
I advise you to keep it metal.
I like that advice. I will keep it metal.
And always keep it geeky, motherfuckers.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.